This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to say, going back to this other game, that injury to Hayward is unbelievable. Like, I don't know how you recover from that. But my guess is, this is just me, they're taking him out here. I'm looking at him taking him out on a gurney. He's screwed, man. Like, so he broke his left foot, right? I mean, left foot, correct? Left ankle, right? So he, and there's a double for Peterson. So I'm telling you, every guy up gets a hit off of this guy now, Hendricks. So anyway, going back to Hayward, he broke his, it's his left ankle, right? Is that correct? And then,
it's gruesome.
It was gruesome. The thing that I have to say about it is how do you, Love with a tray from the corner with 46 left. How do you actually, if you have surgery on that ankle, it has to be rebuilt, right? He broke it. So it has to be fixed. They're going to put screws in it. They're going to fix it. How do you come back from that? When do you come back from that? I'm guessing, my guess is he's done for the year. But at best, I'm guessing, like, late March. How do you come back? Like, I know guys that high ankle sprains don't play for 3 months. If you sprain your ankle bad enough, you don't play basketball for months. How do you fracture your ankle? And it turned like Satan in, what was the movie? With the girl with her head spinning around? You know what I was, you know what I'm thinking of? How old are we now? We can't remember the name of the movie.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. Thanks, Marco. I'm like 80. What was the movie with the girl with the head spinning around? I don't know. None of these guys knew either. That's how bad they are. They're so, these two are so old now. That's the first time we've seen a sign of your age that neither one of you knew the answer to the movie either. And you're
so young.
Hey, no, you shut up. And you're the movie critic over here, Gene Siskel.
I don't watch horror movies.
Oh, here we go. So no horror movies in the top 500?
Very few.
Unbelievable. So anyway, he twisted his ankle around so badly. Do you know I saw that one night? Do you remember the night I saw that with my boy Jabir when he broke his foot?
Yeah, he told me about that.
He broke his ankle. So this guy breaks his ankle in the middle of a playoff game in the first half, and I look down, and he's on the ground just writhing. I'm not talking about screaming. I'm talking about writhing. You've heard that word, writhing in pain. Just writhing in pain. And I go, it's looking like you're not going to be able to play tonight. I go, but listen. You know, we'll finish strong. He's on the other team, the enemy. I go, we're going to have to finish strong without you. But listen, it doesn't look good. Let me know if there's anything you need. I mean, your wife's going to probably have to run all kinds of errands for you. She's not going to be happy either. That's what I said to the guy after he broke his ankle. His ankle was facing the wrong way, too. And then I was like, how long is this going to take to get this guy off the court? Because are we going to play or are we going to stand here all night? Can't we just pull him off to court? They wouldn't touch him because they were worried about lawsuits at the gym, right? So they left him, like, under the basket for, like, 25 minutes till the ambulance showed up. And I was like, I'm drying over here. I'm drying up. Can we play? I go, your wife's going to turn on you, dude. She's going to have to run all the errands and do everything. Believe me, she's going to turn on you. She'll be sad tonight. I feel so horrible for you, honey. I love you. And then 2 weeks later,
sick of running your errands. The Exorcist. I'll turn your frozen ankle. I got something for you.
Anyway, that's not what happened tonight in Cleveland. However, I'm thinking Hayward's done. I just think he's done. Now, I'm not going to believe anything they say. What are they going to come out tomorrow? The surgery was successful. He should be back in a matter of weeks. I just don't believe that. I don't see how you have your ankle broken and operated on, fixed, set, and screws put in it and everything else. And then you're going to what? Just come right back in 6 weeks. 6 weeks is when he'll get out of the that's the surgery and boot, right? And then it's going to take months for him to be able to play basketball. on a broken ankle.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.